Test.
Is Coach Brian Cabral.
Well, you read most of my story, so morning, fellas. Thank you. How many of you are military veterans? Military veterans. Okay. Yeah, for some reason that came up. And ironically, my script about the spiritual battle came from a military veterans organization called Operation Restored Warrior. And this is their transcript. Now, ironically, a few years later, another person took that message from ORW into prisons, and it was in the and he called it Life Relaunch. And so I have been a part of the Life Relaunch program, but it originated from Operation Restored Warrior. And so I decided, you have three scripts in front of you. Let's go with the spiritual battle. Okay, so originally I had planned three different, I didn't know what I was gonna do. But I thought, let's go with the spiritual battle, because I think we underestimate that. And well, what is it? Okay, so how long are we going to pretend we are not at war? There's a war going on, whether you know it or not. And I was clueless until I don't know how I got connected to ORW, to those military veterans. My dad is a military veteran, Army officer, so I'm an Army brat, right? I grew up in the military. I understand it. And so I think I was drawn to ORW. But they opened my mind, my heart, to what's really going on. Because if you don't know what's going on, you're clueless. And I was clueless. Is victory possible without facing danger, without suffering? Yikes. Well, we just read a hymnal about the suffering of the people in the hymnal. Our not ancestors, but the church went through hard times, and we're clueless to that. Church is like, okay. Has it ever occurred to you that your life is part of a bigger story? It is. Guess what, fellas? You have an enemy. Someone that opposes you in every way. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. How does fear and anxiety set with you physically? I'm not talking just about a physical war, but a cosmic battle going on in the unseen realm for the minds and the hearts of humanity, for the minds and the hearts of you. What you talking about? Ain't nothing going on with me. In these last days, the intensity of the battle is increasing. Here's what the Apostle Paul said about this in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Listen to this. And you have it in front of you. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Huh? What? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. What in the world is going on? There's a lot going on. So, who's fighting against us? Rulers, authorities, cosmic powers? Yikes. But this is not a fairy tale. This is a reality, and the stakes are for eternity. We better know where our strength comes from if we're going to be victorious. So where did the battle begin? Revelations 12:7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil, Satan, who deceives the world. What? Revelations 12:7, that's in the Bible? It started in war. The battle began in heaven. It now rages on earth. Why? The devil was cast down to the earth. What do you mean? This is his territory. How did Satan usher this deception on earth? It goes back to the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. Get this, Genesis 2, 16 and 7. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the one tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. So God gave one commandment. Don't eat the fruit of one tree. That was it. Guess what? He disobeyed. Don't we all? So the fall of humanity came through Adam and Eve's desire to be God, rather than to submit to God. Eve may have eaten first. She was deceived, but Adam was responsible. He received the command. He chose to please the woman in his life, woe, rather than obey God. Why? Yikes. Did he need validation from her? Perhaps. Whatever the reason, Adam succumbed to Eve. And men, get this. Ever since the fall, we have been seeking validation from a woman rather than getting our validation from God. I understand that. the Apostle Paul told us what has ushered in, Galatians 1, 3, and 4. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of God and Father. So, what are you talking about? We live in a present evil age, and the backdrop is a cosmic spiritual war? Where have I been? So there is a war going on, with or without you. The prince of this world, it's Satan. What the heck? Colorado has beautiful mountains, but Satan is Roman. He has a domain. It's his area of activity. It's his area of influence. His domain is the earth. Doggone it. No wonder I keep getting my ass kicked. And I didn't know where it came from. This is where he attacks God's creation. We live in a spiritual battlefield. And in these days, he and his demonic beings are deceiving and taking out as many people as he can. Let's look at 20 or more veterans committing suicide every day. Senseless violence everywhere, we get it. Increasing lawlessness, yep. The number of overdoses in our country every day from opioids and other drugs, every day nearly 300 of those die. That's over 100,000 people every year. You don't think you're in a freaking war? Fentanyl is poisoning thousands. Including kids. People are suffering from identity and gender confusion. The enemy comes to steal. The enemy comes to kill. The enemy comes to destroy everything about you. He doesn't play fair. He plays for keeps. What war? He's after your ass. Coach's terminology. He's taken out as many as he can. However, here's the good news. Jesus is more powerful than Satan. And he is transferring people out of the domain of darkness into his kingdom of light. So what's the enemy's target? Your spiritual heart. His strategy is to inflict a traumatic emotional heart wound that results as an injury to your soul. The wound comes with a lie that affects our relationship with God, others, and ourselves. Some of the lies might be: you're a failure. You're stupid. You'll never get it right. You can't. Ever hear any of those? Mine, my constant reminder, until I understood where it came from, was that I was never good enough. after watching my dad physically abuse and pound on my mom, my dad's anger, he would grab the first thing and swing it at me, regardless of what it was. And all that did was remind me that, no, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. That's how I grew up. And then Satan offers a worldly platter of drugs, alcohol, sex, achievement, praise, whatever, to medicate the emotional pain. That's obvious. In fact, the greatest assault that Satan has ever launched on humanity is to hide the wounds of our hearts so that we cannot experience true freedom. Let me keep going, because I'm like, what? What are you talking about? How does he hide them? He buries them over the years so that we no longer identify the wound he is manipulating in our lives. The constant reminders that we're not good enough. So what do men do? We medicate. We hide. We overcompensate. We go to boredom, resignation, isolation. We are not living the abundant life that God intended us to live. Even if you go to the Boulder Men's Fellowship Friday morning, even if you go to church, even if you are a born again, the enemy is working. So we're not living the abundant life. We don't realize the spiritual battle we are in. And along life's journeys, we lose our way and lose heart. However, Jesus will come after us. And Jesus will open our eyes to our minds and our hearts to the truth. I don't know if you guys remember the movie The Legend of Bagger Vance. In a movie clip with Will Smith and Matt Damon, Matt takes hits. Was that me? Matt takes hits to his spiritual heart and loses his way in life. He's medicating himself. Will Smith, as a type of Jesus figure, comes after him and helps him get his heart restored. Matt Damon plays a man who lost his swing in life. Matt says, "I can't do this." And Bagger says, "Yes, you can." So what if that was you? What if you mattered so much to someone that they came after you in the thick of the battle to rescue the most precious thing you have, your heart? Well, Jesus did. He told the story about the shepherd who left the 99 sheep to go find the one that was lost. Fellas, we're the one. You and me. He has come to set us free. Freedom is essential. Now I'm really talking crazy. The Apostle Paul talked about our need for freedom in 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So why do most men not experience freedom to its fullest? Most men don't experience freedom to the fullest because we don't realize that there's a spiritual battle. And in all reality, we've been wounded in it and didn't know. We don't realize the intensity of the spiritual battle that all of us are in, whether you know it or not. That God has set within us a warrior's heart to fight life's battles. And we don't realize that Jesus' power is available to us in the midst of the battle, in the midst of our weakness. We're too caught up chasing some other dream or something destructive that can only end badly. So, the enemy's attack is aimed at your spiritual heart. Both Satan and Jesus believes in you with very different objectives. Satan spiritually blinds hearts and minds, and Jesus opens hearts and minds. Jesus brings truth and Satan brings lies. Satan brings heartache. Jesus brings light and Satan brings darkness. Satan is the counterfeit. He attempts to lead us away from Jesus and then tries to imitate a spiritual type of experience with things like pride, ego, alcohol, and drugs, and achievement. That was big for me. Anything that will injure our God-given heart. Anything that takes us on a path that minimizes or excludes our need for the living God. Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth with a mission. First and foremost, to die in our place. And then to take punishment each of us deserve for the things that we've done. So, listen to Luke 4:18. Jesus came to do this. Listen to what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach the truth to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set liberty those who are oppressed, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. What are we being held captive? Fear, anxiety, shame, guilt. So he came to take the oppression we're living under and replace it with freedom. His first mission was to save you. His second mission is to restore you. What you talking about? I don't need no stinking restoring. Yes, you do. And you don't even know it. That's the mission of Life Relaunch. To invite Jesus to restore us where we had no idea we needed to be restored. So just hold that thought. Just hold that thought because you have been wounded in ways you have no idea. Mostly by the ones who are closest to us. For For those who are or have been in a 12-step program, this is step two. Step two explains that there is a living power greater than you who wants to restore what was broken in your life. I've never been a part of a 12-step program, but that's exactly where I'm at. Step three, you have been taught that this loving power is God. We know that. We don't know what we need. The one who came for us and made this statement, Luke 4:18, is Jesus. So life relaunch. Operation Restored Warrior. It's about restoration. That we have no idea that what we need. And once you realize, you're like, dang, I've been carrying this forever. So ORW is a Operations Restored Warrior is a military veterans program which I was attracted to. But as a veteran in the NFL, we're very similar. We just have very different battlefields. And then Life Relaunch came along, a non-military program, similar battles, but it's the same program. We were born into a spiritual battle. And humanity knows how to abuse its own. So, there's a lot more going on. I hopefully am just scratching the surface. You have more need than you know. And that's what the Life Relaunch is all about. That's what Operation Restored Warrior is about, is uncovering, exposing the wounds. And they're there. And so just hold that thought. That's the spiritual battle. That's what the enemy is doing to us. You have an enemy. It's Satan. And he knows how to he knows everything. And he's going to use anything and everything against us, which he is. So that's spiritual war. That's spiritual warfare. You got an enemy. He's relentless. He ain't going away. But there's an answer. Jesus is the answer. There is restoration available through Jesus and through Operation Restored Warrior and Life Relaunch. So... good news, bad news, right? Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is life, there is freedom to be who God created you to be and to do everything he created you to do. But yet, I don't know, for my dad it was anger. For me, honestly, it's lust. That's going to keep me from going to him for all this stuff. So we all have We know very well what we have, but we don't really want to admit to it. And so I'm encouraging you. You know what your issues are. Please go to the Father for forgiveness. It's already been paid for, and I don't learn easily, so I keep going back to the Father, to the cross. But there's more to the story. There's more to the story. There's a spiritual battle. You're in the middle of it, whether you know it or not. And how many of you guys went through the life relaunch we did here? We did at CU.
Rock is usually here.
Okay. So somewhere, somehow, we can do that. We can do that right here if you want. It's a two-day program, and it will uncover. It will reveal what you're hiding, what you're covering up, but what also that you're just clueless to. You didn't know. And that's not a good reason. So there's more, okay? And so, but there's a spiritual battle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hang on, Brian. Any questions? Drill them. Okay, Gary starts us off.
This is, I guess, a question or based on your experience with this, how do we deal with it? Most people, all of us, are kind of focused on our lives, our activity, the physical, you know, everything that we see around us, and the spiritual, we may be aware of it, but we don't necessarily focus on it. And, you know, the answer is, you know, focus on the Lord. But do you have any suggestions of how we can make it more more apparent or more obvious in our lives to have a spiritual, be aware of the spiritual as opposed to all the other things that happen to us? Any ideas or suggestions?
Well, I mean, every morning, right? When we go to prayer, yeah, we're focusing on Him and what we need, right? My quiet time in the morning, when I open my Bible, you're in the right place at the right time. And you put yourself here. And every speaker that I've heard here has something to add to you, for you. But you put yourself there. So you're in the right place. But I'm telling you, there's more. There's a lot more. Your Bible study, your quiet time, your prayers. How about praying through the day? Or maybe at least three times a day to refocus. And we like to read, pray, and then get after it, right? Just go. I mean, we're bouncing all over the place, right? But that's what we want to do. Humanity, we can't sit still. We want to go do. Stop me if you can.
I can stop you because it's read, pray, and take a nap.
Well, I need to learn that one. I fade pretty quick.
When do you get to some of our age?
No.